to the political cesspool known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards. Welcome, everyone, to yet another installment of the Political Cesspool Radio Program, the world's most foremost populist radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards, and of course, you know, the hosting staff is comprised of myself, Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, but we are pulling in a pinch hitter tonight, a man who, while not a regular member of the rotating hosting staff here, is every bit as much a valuable part of our team here in Memphis, and that is my good friend, Keith Alexander, who's going to be sitting in tonight, filling in a co-hosting seat, very specially so. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back with you.
Great to have you back, my friend. You've been on for some very big shows with us on this show, but I think the last of which occurred in August or July, maybe. It's been quite a while since we've had you in studio, and it's great to have you back on the air live this evening. I'm very joyed to be with you.
Well, I think it was the last show before you went to RBN. So
That might have been. Well, it's great to have you back. Nevertheless, that would have been back in August, I guess. So not a lot has changed in terms of our state of affairs since August. I guess maybe we're a little bit worse off than we were back then, and that would have been hard to do at the time. But we'll see if we can get it figured out and solved over the course of the next 3 hours. What do you think our chances are?
Let me tell you, we could hear the roar in the background. We knew we were coming up to something, and we've gone over Niagara Falls as a barrel as a nation since we last talked, and now we know what it's like down at the bottom of the falls, fella.
Well, and there's no hope right now for it to get any better. We're down, we're like that barrel that gets pushed under Niagara, and you just keep churning down there. You can never get back above water again. That's how we feel. That was a good analogy, Keith. But we'll see if we can climb our way back to surface level before the time runs out on our show tonight. I don't know if we'll be able to do it, but we're going to give them hell.
We got to.
We got a lot to talk tonight. A lot to talk about tonight anyway, Keith, and some of the things we've talked about on this program before. I'm going to rehash a couple of those. It's going to be interesting to get your perspective on it since I've already chimed in a couple of the other hosts. And we're going to be talking about some new issues as well that are making headlines this week, as we always do in the political cesspool. And we do have a guest tonight. We'll be joined a little bit later on in the program by Representative Charles Key, the Republican legislator out of the state of Oklahoma. You may that name may sound familiar because Representative Key was the trailblazer that spearheaded the state sovereignty resolution through to completion in Oklahoma, and of course many states are now following the lead of Oklahoma. Representative Key was supposed to be on this program 2 or 3 weeks ago, but he came down ill with the flu and has now been rescheduled for tonight, and he'll be joining us in about a half hour. So, of course, Keith, we're all looking forward to that.
Yeah, you know, being Southerners, we have a great long-standing heritage of respect for the 9th and 10th Amendments to the Constitution. And my understanding is that these sovereignty statutes basically affirm the rights of the states under the 10th Amendment, which says that all rights not specifically granted by the Constitution to the federal government.
Set tight, Keith. Got to go to break. We're going to let you pick it up right there, right after this. Stay tuned, everybody. The Political Cesspool continues right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today. and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus seven other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient one-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. It is, of course, Saturday, March 14th, and we're here live on the Republic Broadcasting Network, going out to our affiliates across the country, originating from our flagship right here in Memphis, Tennessee, AM 1380, WLRM Radio. I'm James Edwards, joined in studio tonight by special guest co-host Keith Alexander. And Keith, I don't want to talk too much about it just yet because we have touched on it in recent weeks. And of course, when Representative Key joins us in a few minutes, we're going to be exploring it a little more at that point. But you were making some good observations right before break about why we're so excited about the potential for the state sovereignty resolutions.
Well, see, as Southerners, we have a great heritage with and affinity for the 10th Amendment, which says that all rights not specifically granted to the federal government in the Constitution are reserved for the states and the people. Of course, this was the basis for John C. Calhoun's nullification principles back in the 1820s. And really, it's the basis for our resistance to Northern aggression in the Civil War and also during the Civil Rights Movement. It was raised again. So, you know, we may not have always prevailed, but I think that the nation as a whole is going to find that we were absolutely correct on the principle, and we need to hold strong to that as American people. I'm glad to see that it's what Samuel Johnson said. I think Winston said it today. He said that Johnson said that the public doesn't need to be instructed so much as it needs to be reminded. And we need to be reminded as citizens of the United States of our rights under the 10th and the 9th Amendment. And that's what this is doing.
And we will find out more about it, I promise, from the man himself. in just a few minutes. And I tell you what, very well put, Keith, and quite articulately so. Regular listeners of the Political Cesspool have been deprived of a true gem in recent months, with you not being able to be on the program as much as you were in some instances in the past. So, again, great to have you tonight. And since I have you on, I want to exploit that, of course, and get your opinions on a few things. I'm sure it's, as soon as I ask you this question, the audience is going to let out a collective groan, because it's just one of these things that I cannot stop talking about. I'm embarrassed to even talk about it again, because it seems like we've talked about it every week for the last 2 months, but it gets worse and worse, and it gets more and more obscene. But I'm not even going to go through the particulars, because it's been done so many times. I'm just going to say a name, and I want you to give us your thoughts and why. Michael Steele.
Michael Steele is an emblem of the decline and the imminent fall of the Republican Party. In 1964, during the Goldwater campaign, Phyllis Schlafly got her start in national politics by writing a small pamphlet called A Choice, Not an Echo. And it was exhorting the Republican Party to be true to its conservative roots and to actually present the voters of the United States with a choice rather than following the Rockefeller Republicans as opposed to the Goldwater Republicans and becoming an echo of the Democratic Party. Michael Steele is another example in this long line of Rockefeller Republicans and neocons who are trying their best to duplicate in every respect the platform and the values of the Democratic Party. We have Michael Steele, by the way, is black. We've got to have a black leader. You know, white, heterosexual, able-bodied males need not apply for any position of leadership in the nation or in the Republican Party, and certainly not the Democratic Party. And this person is not only non-traditional in terms of his race, he's non-traditional in terms of his ideology. He is pro-abortion. He's pro-gay rights. He is pro-affirmative action. He's everything, quite frankly, that the political cesspool is not.
Well, and don't take our word for it, ladies and gentlemen. Go look up this guy's record, Michael Steele's record, who, as Keith just mentioned, is the black affirmative action flunky that has ascended, undeservingly so, to the height of power in the Republican Party. You know, he just came out just this week, and even the American Family Association pointed it out. He came out, as you mentioned, Keith, in favor of so-called gay rights and in favor of the right to murder your unborn children. And if those positions aren't contrary to that which the Republican Party is supposed to promote, I don't know what is. And of course, just a quick recap for everyone else if perhaps you've been living on a different planet recently or haven't tuned into the political cesspool in the past, 2 months. Michael Steele, the guy who says he's going to revitalize the Republican Party in a hip-hop gangsta image in order to get the urban black and Hispanic vote, which, of course, will never happen. He says the new slogan for the Republican Party should be, "We freed the slaves while the Democrats try to free the terrorists." The Republicans got so bent out of shape, Keith, of course, when their new chairman called Rush Limbaugh's show incendiary and ugly that he was forced to make a fool of himself by apologizing and saying that he was just inarticulate. But there's been no brouhaha, and still has offered no apology or retraction for agreeing with a black host when he said that the Republican Party convention last fall looked like Nazi Germany. And that pretty much tells you all you need to know about the Republican Party.
Well, it also tells you everything you need to know about Michael Steele. He's also very soft on the Second Amendment when he ran for Senate in the state of Maryland, where he was supported, by the way, by Rush Limbaugh, who he knifed in the back, apparently, at this D.L. Hughley show, a black comedian, whose show, by the way, has just been canceled by Comedy Central because it wasn't very funny. Well, this is just typical, and quite frankly, you need to have the political cesspool, because if you tune into Fox News, you'd think that Michael Steele is some type of mainstream Republican. I had some people that I gave an article to on him the other day, and they were very upset because they thought that he was a real good sound, rock solid, rock rib conservative, based on what they'd heard on Fox News.
Well, and of course they would, listening to those propaganda outlets. And, of course, Sean Hannity is the biggest Republican Party cheerleader there is, and he offers this, disinformation to the gullible you know, Republican base, and they treat it as holy writ. But what's this, you know, obviously this is a rhetorical question, but do the Republicans really believe that their strategy is going to be successful, and then by appointing this flunky, they're going to get mass black and Hispanic votes and therefore enable themselves to compete again?
Well, it never has in the past. You know, they continually pander to the Hispanics and to the blacks, and it never gets them a teacup full of votes. I remember in the last election when McCain came to Memphis to the National Civil Rights Museum on Martin Luther King Day to apologize for not voting for the holiday. And he groveled in front of these black Democrats who were booing and hissing him and whatnot. And he was saying, oh, I'm sorry. It sounded like a Jerry Lewis movie back in, about 1954 or something. And it sure did get him a lot of black votes, didn't it? And I know that Colin Powell was very impressed by it.
You know, Keith, on this very show, now this was before, I didn't think the Republican Party could do worse than John McCain until they gave us Michael Steele. But on this very show, when I was interviewing Pat Buchanan in one of his appearances on Political Cesspool, I asked him, I think this was in 2006, I asked Pat, what's going to happen? We were talking about this issue. What's going to happen if the Republicans continue to practice this failed policy? And he said, you know, if they don't go hunting where the ducks are, which by that he meant if the Republican doesn't try to court their traditional white Christian middle class base, they're going to end up at the retirement home.
Well, even more than that, he also said that if they keep pursuing the Hispanic vote, I think it's Bertolt Brecht that said, if you don't like the results of the election, replace the electorate. That's apparently what both parties are doing by opening the floodgates to third world immigrants coming to America. Pat Buchanan observed this and said that third world immigration is the suicide pill of the grand old party, the GOP, the Republican Party, in other words.
Well,
they seem to have a death wish.
Yeah, I mean, they're committing suicide on national television every day. They're becoming more and more of a joke. And surely white voters are going to run from them. But I mean, I just couldn't imagine why they would want to lose unless they're so deluded to believe that this is actually going to help them. I don't know. I don't guess it matters because the result's going to be the same, whether they're trying to destroy, implode themselves, or whether they're doing it in the misguided belief that they're doing something that's going to help their chances. I don't guess it pays to find out, but nevertheless.
I think they're just leaping over the cliff like lemmings. I think that John Tate wrote a recent article in Western Voices World News, and he said that the silent majority has become the shunned majority. In other words, the white base of the Republican Party that Spiro Agnew named the silent majority, and it's suspected that that term was coined by Pat Buchanan, is now totally shunned by the party. But they're the only people to vote for. Red state Americans vote Republican, and, instead we see the Republicans, abasing themselves and embarrassing themselves at gatherings like the National Civil Rights Museum Martin Luther King Day celebration. You know, it just defies all logic.
Well, when we come back, Keith, and that's enough being said about that, but I don't know why. Maybe there's something wrong with me, but I just can't help but talk about this because, wow, it's just amazing to see. It's amazing to see what the Republican Party is doing to themselves.
They managed defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yes, yes. I mean, there's no way that they should lose ever. Ever. They should never lose with this country being 70% white, but yet they find a way. Keith, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about another story that's big news if you ask the liberals in the establishment press this week. The picture that supposedly came from a Barnes & Noble bookstore comparing Barack Obama to monkeys. We're going to talk about that when the cesspool continues, get Keith Alexander's take on that, and then we're going to go to our first guest, Representative Charles Key from Oklahoma, where perhaps he'll be able to give us some good news for a change. Hey, that'd be nice. Stick around, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Are Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi there. The political cesspool listeners are well-informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys. So today, I'll
be standing right. Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here with guest co-host this evening, Keith Alexander. And we've now been joined, coming in late to work, by regular co-host Eddie Bombardier Miller. Eddie, good to have you with us. Oh. Eddie's still stumbling into the studio here.
Yeah, I think they must have shut the bar down somewhere. That's why.
Good to have you in, joining us late, Ed.
Good to be here, fella. I'm just telling the young switchboard operator there, the young operator, that your new nickname is the coffin cleaner.
We're not going to get into that. That's an inside thing from lunch today. But Eddie is joining us to help us interview the representative in a few moments. And then, of course, afterwards, he's going to stick around for some more fun. But, Keith, I wanted to bring something to your attention. As you know, there was this display, I believe somewhere in Florida. It had a bunch of books, all of Obama's books, a couple of Michelle Obama's books, in a circular display. And in the middle of it all was a book of a monkey. And the monkey's eating a stick or something on the cover of the book. Now, first of all, I just want to say, and I want to be very serious here when I say this and go on record on saying it on our show, that was a reprehensible display. I don't think that a monkey should ever be compared to an American president. It's an affront to monkeys around the world. That being said, the chairman of Barnes & Noble said that anyone who would dare place a picture of a book of a monkey next to a picture of Obama has committed a hate crime and belongs in federal prison. This is what he said exactly. Again, this is the chairman of Barnes & Noble speaking. And if you haven't seen this picture yet, ladies and gentlemen, of the Obama books centered by a book of a monkey, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. We've got it pictured in a blog entry dated March 11th. But the chairman of Barnes & Noble said this, that this malicious and despicable act is nothing short of a hate crime, which should be punishable under federal statutes. He's saying the people who did this prank should go to federal prison. But, of course, Barnes & Noble is always screaming free speech and stop censorship. When Christians ask them not to sell blasphemous or obscene books, free speech is for porno. It's not for ridiculing Obama. And not to mention the fact that all during Bush's 8 years of presidency, he was compared to monkeys. There are so many pictures of Bush being compared to monkeys because he was, you know, portrayed as being stupid and this, that, and the other. But that, you know, never was that, you know, considered a hate crime. Keith, your take on this.
Well, we obviously have a double standard there. Another thing that they were always comparing Bush to was Alfred E. Newman, which I thought was a lot more on point because he did tend to look like him. I've seen that picture, and quite frankly, it looks like it could be innocent. The only thing I can imagine that would change the take of the Barnes & Noble president is if he found out that display was at a Barnes & Noble store somewhere. But, you know, I'm really dismayed to think that the head of a big book seller like Barnes & Noble's is, you know, drunk the Kool-Aid to the point that he is that adamantly against the First Amendment. Apparently, like you said, they have a double standard. You know, they're very much for defending their First Amendment rights and everyone else's when it comes to slandering or defaming Christians or heterosexuals or any number of, you know, dead white males or male white targets or white targets. But on the other hand, when you're talking about Obama is, you know, beyond reproach, like Caesar's wife, and nobody can, you know, you just can't criticize him at all.
It's sick. I mean, it's absolutely sick. I'll tell you, I can see the day coming, despite Reverend Ted Pike's best efforts, and I hope that man is successful forever. But you look at all of the other so-called first world nations that are putting people in jail, literally putting them in jail for stuff like this. I think we will live to see the day where it happens in America.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is that these hate crime laws are going to morph into hate speech laws. I can see hate speech coming in here. Quite frankly, our leadership elite in this nation has no respect for the Constitution, no respect for the Bill of Rights, and absolutely no respect for the traditional rights that Americans have held dear, like the First Amendment. And, you know, that they are, quite frankly, okay with despotism and tyranny, and they intend to impose it on us. You know, that's we're going to have to get in line with the world since we're apparently going to be folded into a one-world government, and the rest of the world doesn't think much of the First Amendment, and neither do our elites. And this head of Barnes & Noble apparently is just signaling to the rest of us that he is a member of the elite that is ready to jettison the First Amendment.
I mean, can you imagine someone going to federal prison? I mean, the big-time prison for what? For nothing. For violating, you know, the false gods of political correctness, apparently. But anyway, we'll have to pick this up in a little bit. We'll get back to the bad news. Don't you worry. But maybe some good news coming up, and we'll find out if there is right after the break. Sit tight, everybody. James Edwards, Keith Alexander, and Eddie Miller will be back with you on tonight's installment of The Political Cesspool right after this.
Here we come, walk down the street, we get the funniest looks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. As mentioned before in the program, you are in the Political Cesspool tonight, hosted by James Edwards. And I'm joined by Eddie Bombardier Miller and guest co-host Keith Alexander, coming to you live from our flagship station, AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and broadcasting to our affiliate stations across the country and worldwide via the Internet, thanks to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is now really my esteemed honor to welcome to our program Representative Charles Key, a Republican legislator from the state of Oklahoma, and a man who has been making great news in recent weeks due to his trailblazing efforts to drive the state sovereignty resolution from theory to practice right there in Oklahoma. Certainly a man who deserves our respect. Representative Key, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be with you.
Always a pleasure. Another one of our good friends, Jerome Corsi, wrote a recent article of which you were the feature, and I'm going to read briefly from it. It said, Oklahoma House of Representatives is the first legislative body to pass a state sovereignty resolution this year under the terms of the 10th Amendment. The Oklahoma House of Representatives passed House Joint Resolution 1003 by a wide margin, 83-13, resolving, quote, that the state of Oklahoma hereby claims sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States over all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government by the Constitution of the United States. Representative Key, I can't applaud you enough, sir, for your effort there in making that happen. The federal government continues to fail and betray the American people. That's something I think that most informed citizens would recognize as a universal truth. But I got to ask you, what specifically prompted you to to draft this incredible resolution, and what do you hope to accomplish now that it has been passed?
Well, just what you said, and that is that the federal government has continued to violate, actually break the law. They've violated the Constitution there. They've actually broken the supreme law of the land. And I think we need to start calling it what it is. It's illegal acts on their part. All they have is the power to do certain things, and people have allowed them to do this. And we need to start recognizing and calling it what it is, and it is the breaking of the law. They're law breakers. They've broken the supreme law of the land. And they've been doing it for a long time now, and that's what motivated me, is watching this for a long time. There is another aspect to this, and that is that I did spend 12 years in the Oklahoma legislature in the 80s and 90s and actually filed this resolution back in 1994 and passed it as a simple House resolution during that time. So it's actually a second time around to file it in Oklahoma and pass it through both the House and the Senate. So I've been watching this for a long time, like a lot of people have, and watching our federal government continue to violate the law and our constitutional rights and get way outside the boundaries that the Constitution set up for the federal government.
I know, Representative Key, that if I asked you to list some of the unconstitutional actions that the federal government has perpetrated, it would take up the rest of the time we have with you. I think everyone knows that this is going on. It's been going on for far too long. I mean, decades, maybe even a century.
It's been going on longer than that. It's been going on since, this is Keith Alexander, by the way, this was the basis for John C. Calhoun's nullification doctrine.
Exactly, Keith, and so
1820s.
No one needs to be reminded that the federal government is criminally corrupt. But Representative Key, as great as this is, understanding that the federal government is truly without redemption, in my opinion, I can't see this doing much to deter their meddling in state affairs, unless this is used as a precursor to more meaningful actions. I mean, does anyone think that this, just because this resolution has been passed in Oklahoma, that it's actually going to make any difference to the folks in D.C.? I mean, is this just feel-good words on paper, or are there teeth to this document? I mean, what's the end game here?
Well, I agree with you 100%, and our strategy and our intention is to do more than just pass this and the other Tenth Amendment resolutions that are being filed across the country. I would characterize it, and I continue to characterize it a lot like an eviction notice that a landlord might be required to give or would give a tenant when they violate the terms of a lease agreement or a rental agreement. You know, if they quit paying their rent payment or violate the contract in some other way, typically the landlord will give notice. And usually there's a legal requirement to give notice before you take action to evict or some other action. So this isn't this is not unlike that, in that we're taking that first proper step and saying, we're putting you on notice, you violated and you continue to violate it, and you're going to have to correct that, or the implication is we're going to take other action. And I can tell you that myself and other legislators around the country are talking about what additional action we will take next.
Well, I am so glad to hear you say that, sir. I cannot salute you hard enough here over the airwaves. And are you encouraged to see, we have been following this closely for a number of weeks now, are you encouraged to see so many states now following Oklahoma's lead? I mean, it seems as though the roster, bolsters itself every day.
Yeah, it's very encouraging. I'm really happy to see it. And I hope we get up close to the magic number of 50, that all states are, almost all of them eventually file legislation like this, and hopefully others will pass it as we have. And, you know, some of them have actually passed some even stronger laws than what we have, like New Hampshire and Arizona has a pretty strong law that they've filed so far. So, you know, I'm really encouraged by it, and I'm really looking forward to doing some things in the future to explore what we can do about this. One of the things we're looking to do, and probably we'll be doing later on in the summer or early fall, is having a summit of state legislators that will meet and then get together and really start hashing out some additional steps that we'll take later this year.
I don't mean to interrupt, sir.
Well, later this year and then early, you know, in the next year's legislative session in our various states, and then we'll take some additional actions.
Well, I am so encouraged to hear this. I got to admit, I've been so jaded having watched for so many years what's going on out there without any governmental entity taking a stand for the citizens that when I first saw this, I was like, well, you know, it looks great, it sounds great, but surely nothing coming from a legislative body can be any good. But maybe I stand corrected. I want to turn it over to Eddie Miller, a co-host here in studio with us tonight. He was actually the man who I give credit for securing the interview with you tonight. And I know, Eddie, you have a question for Representative Key.
Well, first of all, Representative Key, I'd just like to say thank you for coming on the air, and I also like to put a big thank you out there for your assistant, Sharon Brown. She was really diligent in keeping up the effort to get you on the air. We had a little mishap a while ago when you were sick, and I'm glad you got well, and I'm glad she got well. But I noticed you said that you're already trying to work on, I paraphrase it, as the second phase of action that you're taking, what measures maybe you can take after this one. My big question is, okay, it's great. I'm glad this legislation's been passed, and it's, more than Tennessee's done. So if the federal government stumps their nose at you, and I'm almost sure they will, then what next? What if we have a 1957 replay of, say, Little Rock, Arkansas's 61, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 1963, Oxford, Mississippi type deal? Is there any plans in the fire to resist maybe a federal muscling in your state?
Well, I really hesitate to get into much detail, but I would say that, again, legislators all across the country are starting and have been talking with each other for some time, and we're preparing ourselves for events that could happen in the future so that we are ready and prepared to react appropriately to it and not be caught off guard.
That's a great answer. I'm glad. I hear your signals loud and clear.
Keith, do you have a question for the representative?
Yeah, well, if it passes any guide, the federal government will definitely take action if states tell them basically to go fly a kite. Let me suggest that you study the nullification controversy between John C. Calhoun and Andrew Jackson back in the 1820s. Nullification was John C. Calhoun's answer, and he said basically that if the federal government passes laws or tries to enforce laws, the executive branch does, that are repugnant to the customs and the instincts of the people of any particular state, that state's legislature can declare that federal law null and void within the boundaries of that state. And, of course, Jackson threatened to invade South Carolina, and somehow the whole thing got diffused before things came to, a hot war. But, I really think that, if anything, the federal government now is even more tyrannical and despotic than it was during Andrew Jackson's day. So I think, if you do this, you will undoubtedly draw some type of reaction, particularly from the Obama administration.
Well, we'll have to wait and see if that happens. But I do know this, that the people are behind us, and more so in some states than others, obviously, and of course, but the people are behind us on this. They're behind this effort. The response that I've gotten all over the place from all over the, most of the country, including in my state, is just tremendous. It's almost overwhelming. And I think the federal government probably is not only out of touch, but probably many in the federal government have become so arrogant that they think they could take some pretty strong action. I don't know if they will, but I think if they choose to do that, it will only fuel the support at the grassroots level.
You know, Representative Key, it's if as though you were reading my notes. That was one of the things that I was most intent on asking tonight, and you've affirmed my suspicions in that the response has been overwhelmingly positive. I was, in fact, going to ask you what has been the response from your constituency and from those in other parts of Oklahoma, and can you be more specific about exactly what folks are saying out there?
You know, I'm hearing from people. I can't respond to the emails and the letters and calls in a timely way. I'll get around to responding to them as time goes on, but I'm getting responses and input from people from, put it one way, all walks of life. You know, this is not just coming from people that are a certain demographic or a certain economic or political party or anything like that. These are people from all parts of the economic spectrum and political spectrum. People understand, even if they don't have a very deep understanding and a well-established understanding of history and of political philosophy, they do have a basic understanding of the separation of powers in the constitutional model that we have in this country. And they understand that there's something very wrong with the federal government doing the things that they're doing. And they have kind of this inherent basic understanding. And so they know something's very wrong. They know the federal government is taking too much power and is trying to do things that they don't or shouldn't have the power or right to do. And I think the federal government may be not only our biggest enemy, but also our best friend, so to speak, in this effort, because they simply have been out of bounds for so long. They are causing this groundswell of opinion and support and reaction from the citizens all over this country. It's not just a few legislators that have popped up and decided they've had enough. But this is coming from the people is where it's really coming from.
Well, Dr. Johnson said this. Let me just say this.
Sure.
Dr. Samuel Johnson made the famous comment that the masses don't need to be educated so much as they need to be occasionally reminded. And I think it's wonderful that you're reminding people of their rights as U.S. citizens under the 10th Amendment. You know, we in the South have always had a great respect for the anti-federalists, the ones that insisted that there be a Bill of Rights appended to the Constitution. So, that's what this is, basically. This is an expression, an assertion of the rights of the people and of the states under the 10th Amendment. So, you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, in today's world that the present administration would not respond like Andrew Jackson did by threatening to hang all the nullifiers from the nearest tree. You know, England let Scotland secede from them, so consequently I think that, you know, there is at least a good chance that the federal government would not react with armed force something like this, and if they don't react with armed force, I think basically you're home free. I think you can do this as long as you can get people in the state to you know, close ranks.
And I think that that's what they're doing. And I will say this: I don't think that the state of Oklahoma could have a better leader on this effort than Charles Key. I know this certainly wasn't the occasion to discuss this at length, Representative Key, but I really appreciate the effort you did during the Oklahoma City bombing. And so you're a man who has walked the walk and talked the talk for a long, long time when it comes to the Constitution of this country. And again, I want to commend you. We only have about a minute and a half before our time runs out with you this evening, sir, and I want to thank you again for joining us so late at night on the weekend. But I got to ask you this. Before you give us your contact information where perhaps folks could learn more about the sovereignty resolution, is there anything we can do to help make you Governor Key?
Well, I'm not really thinking about that, to tell you the truth. But what I would like to say, a little bit of time that's left, is I would like to tell your listeners that you have far more power than you even imagine. If you will get behind your state legislators and tell them that you support these 10th Amendment resolutions and other types of actions and laws like it, there's a lot of them that would do the right thing, but they have fear for various reasons, and there's no justification for that, really. That's the fact. But if the people will get behind them, they will stand up, and they will get encouragement, and they will draw strength from the people. Contact your state reps, your state senators, and tell them you want them to stand up for the constitutional form of government that we have.
Representative Key, I am so sorry to interrupt. We got to go to break. If you don't mind just sitting tight, I want to give you the opportunity to conclude your thoughts. Just sit tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here. We're about to open up the phone lines. Take your calls on the sovereignty movement. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get on the line with us live tonight. Again, 1-800-313-9443. Phone lines are open. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. But before you do, Representative Key, we ran smack dab into that commercial break a few minutes ago. Wanted to give you the opportunity to conclude your thought.
Well, I wanted to tell the listeners to get in contact with their state representatives and their state senators tell them that you want them to support this kind of legislation and others like it, and protect our constitutional rights. And the other thing I would say in conclusion is start organizing at your local and state county level. If you haven't already plugged into an existing group, do that. If there's not any groups that are constitutional type groups, form one. Find other like-minded people and organize and bring the power of the citizenry to bear on your state legislature. Find the good people. Let them know you support them. And the ones that aren't following the Constitution, find somebody to run against them and get rid of them.
And Representative Key, you would say that there is a lot more room for hope in the state legislative bodies than obviously Congress.
Yeah, I'm like one of you said, you know, I don't have much faith in the federal government at all. I have practically none. Work with your state legislature and your local government.
That's where the game is played anyway. I mean, that's the political entities or the governmental entities that has the most effect on your daily lives anyway. Great advice, Representative Key. God bless you, sir. Stay safe, and thank you for all you're doing to help those of us who love liberty and justice in the American way. Thank you again, Representative Key.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Representative Charles Key, everybody. Great man. Eddie, I think we've got the real McCoy here.
I think so, too. I would have loved to have asked him a couple more questions. Wish we had him on.
I thought you were done.
That's okay.
I thought you had shot it in that one.
Oh, no, I had several, but that's quite
I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
I would have brought you back in. I thought he had already answered everything without provocation.
Don't you worry, son. There's one thing I'd like to let the listeners know. Unless I'm really bad off mistaken, I think Representative Key also has offered, put out a standing offer to work with other legislatures and kind of giving them, you know, a heads up on how he and his fellow Oklahomans have got this sovereignty movement going. He will work with other legislatures and tell them, kind of give them, you know, a little kit, so to speak, of how they can do the same thing. And say, for instance, you know, Arkansas, Mississippi, or Tennessee, some other state like that. But I'll
tell you what, I'm leaving.
He's the real deal.
We talked about this, me, you, Keith, Winston Smith. We had lunch today, had some good catfish, some good southern fried catfish here for lunch. And we were talking about this, and we're about to go to another break, guys. And, Keith, I'm going to bring you back in on this conversation at the top of the next hour. I got to say this, though, before we run into the next spot. I am a lot more encouraged about the hope for this movement than I was 30 minutes ago. This is a great affirmation of everything that I hoped it would be, everything that I still questioned when we first started covering it on this program a few weeks ago. I think this is a great night. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go away. Hour number two of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
With recent